Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donald, and today's topics are the Army Lieutenant with the $1.5 million lawsuit, the Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling scenario issue that's going on, car repossessions and phone bills, admitting that some states are not for us, Stephen A. Smith and Rihanna, Vito and SZA, banks and lawsuits, April Valentine, Scorpios, Lunar New Year, and probably, you know, another vast of topics that I'll probably talk on. But let's go ahead and jump into this. Happy Lunar New Year to the people that do celebrate, the cultures that do celebrate. Lunar New Year is the beginning of a lunar calendar, you know, when the months are in the moon cycle and, you know, whatnot. So this year is the year of the rabbits. It's a Chinese New Year. For those who don't know, you know, just giving you a little backside, you know, insight on that and a little small definition of it. I don't copy definition word for word, but I like to give people a little insight on what it is. Okay. First topic we're going to talk about is the Army Lieutenant case, you know, out of Virginia. I feel like it was wrong that he was supposed to be awarded $1.5 million, but they gave him $3,000. So all y'all paid for was his lawyer fees to me. That's kind of stupid because he deserved more than that. Y'all pepper spraying him. You know, you coming after him. I understand about, you know, I understand doing a you know, protocol check of, you know, his tag being not visible, but to just, you know, assault that man like that, that would slow down. And the fact that it was a black Army lieutenant is what pisses me off and shows that race is still a big factor in this world and that, this, you know, that is crazy that we still get, as black people, we still get done like that. That people still get treated like that. That's low down. That's a low ball. And I feel like that case should be retried and he should be able to get more money because that was not, y'all didn't pay for no pain and stuff. All y'all paid for was probably lawyer fees or medical bills. That's how I feel like, honestly. All right. The next topic is about the Harry Potter and the J.K. Rowling situation that's going on. I don't know why I said scenario, but I got tongue tied. I'm sorry. I feel like people are misjudging a game because of the author. I grew up a huge Harry Potter fan and still a Harry Potter fan to this day. Don't really fuck with the author, but, you know, she did some good ass books. The fact that y'all are associating her with this game, I understand why, but let me give you a little insight to this. She will forever have royalties, but she will not receive none of that money because it goes to Walt Disney. If you haven't did your research, you need to do it now. Reading is fundamental. Do your research, people. Know what you're getting yourself into and know what you're doing. Because y'all prejudging game and I guess burning bridges with friendship because of a fucking game, I feel like it's childish and stupid to me. You can support a cause of what's going on or whatever, but I feel like y'all need a different... This is where I feel like times have gone different. Because people are colliding reality and video games to each other. First of all, when I play a video game, I do it to escape reality. I do it to encapsulate myself in an adventure that I'm going on, whether it's, you know, for an adventure game, a role-playing game, whatever you may have it. But to sit up there and block me or unfriend me because you're talking about she's being transphobic, I'm against anybody that against anybody that against their sex or, you know, what they identify as. I will never take that as a joke. My mom is gay. I have friends that's gay. I have family that's gay. The point of the matter is I'm not going to use that as a stepping stone and be like, oh, you know, I'm going to say some transphobic shit or homophobic shit. That's slow down because I don't believe in none of that of being a homophobe. That's just some weird shit. And you need to seriously look at yourself in the mirror if you homophobic or transphobic. I just feel like you're weird. Anywho, I'm not going to stay on that topic too long because I'd be here all day growing on about that shit. But just do y'all research, y'all. Don't let these people taint y'all image for taint y'all experience of a game just because of what that company may be going on. You can play a game and not support the fucking company. I believe in that fully. But next topic. Car repossessions and phone bill. Okay. It's crazy that, you know, I refinanced my car. Well, I didn't refinance. They financed my car through Kinetic Credit Union. What Kinetic Credit Union fails to tell people is that the interest and the principal is terrible with them. Refinancing, yes, fine. But their principal interest is a little wonky and a little weird. That's what I don't understand with car repossessions. You can get a car dropped off your credit, you know, if you talk to the right people, you know, you get things lined up. But a repossession, yeah, it stays on your credit for a couple years unless you get it dropped off. But what I don't understand between phone bills and car repossessions or, you know, just car notes in general is the interest and principal that it builds over time or why the breakdown of what I'm paying off is not going towards said car. It's paying more into the principal and interest instead of paying for the car at hand. That's what I'm not understanding. Like, no one taught us that growing up that principal and interest will take a chunk of the money. Say, for instance, okay, my car note was $619, but they took at least $60 out for principal and interest. And I was like, that's not paying for that car in full then. That's not paying for my car note, you know, in full. That's just taking a chunk of it and then it still makes it seem like I owe, you know, a balance on it. So it was fucking me up because my scaling of paying it was fucked up because of how they was fucking my months up, and they was just taking money out of my account and letting me set up auto payment and, you know, scheduling for it. So I felt like that was bullshit. I feel like companies like Verizon, you know, credit unions like Kinetic Credit Union or stuff like that are a ripoff because of how they do people, you know, how they, their principal, their interest and the rates they have for stuff like that. I don't understand the backstory or the, not even a backstory. I'm tongue tied today. Damn. But I don't understand the logic behind said things. I'm paying for a phone service, but you're telling me it's $400, $500 to break a phone off my line if it's paid off already, though. I'm getting told that I don't have to pay for that, but that's what I'm ending up paying for. That's fucking crazy. You're telling me y'all can fuck up my billing cycle and y'all find nothing wrong with it, but you want me to pay y'all the money. I don't understand that either. That sounds like bullshit to me. Fucks up the billing cycle or double bill me for something. You know, the first thing you're going to hear out of the phone company mouth, oh, well, you know, we can't fix it. Whoever said did that to your account, they're no longer working here. Okay, well, you should be able to compensate me or credit something to me. Why are y'all crediting stuff to a bill and then you never get reimbursed for it? Or y'all proclaim to credit it to the bill and it doesn't go towards the fucking bill. I don't understand that fucking logic behind that bullshit. I really don't. I've never understood anything like that. But anyway, I'm not going to stay on that topic forever. All right. Admitting that some states is not for us. My fellow black people, I love us to death. You know, I go hard for us. I go hard for all my peoples. But I go hard, especially for us, because we are one of a kind, baby. We are fucking unique. What I don't understand is why the fuck we moved to states like Virginia, California, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, Wisconsin, you know, Utah, places that are not designed for our black asses to be there. I'm just gonna be honest with you, cause I have no filter on my fucking mouth. I don't care. I'm gonna speak my truth and I'm gonna be authentic with it when I do it. But these states are not for us. States like Louisiana, states like motherfucking Virginia, Mississippi, Texas. Y'all be the first motherfuckers to move to these states and then wonder why. You're getting the backlash or wonder why we're getting treated like we do. You know, these states are not designed for us. They don't like us. They don't like our kind. They don't like our skin complexion. They don't like the way we talk. They don't like the way we do things. They don't like our race, period. And I say period expeditiously because it's the truth. Some of y'all don't want to hear that. But some of these states are not for us. It's not meant for us to be there or live there. Some states are set up, designed for you to fail because of how they got their system, how their government is ran, how the legal system and the laws are set up. It's not set up for us at all. It's set up for us to fucking fail. And the sooner y'all realize it, the better off you'll be for real. I honestly feel like it's a low ball. Anyway, next topic, Stephen A. Smith from Random. Okay, the comment that Stephen A. Smith made, yes, I do agree with what y'all was saying. Yeah, he's low down and he's wrong for that. But honestly, I feel like y'all been holding the candle. Oh, y'all been holding Riri to the standard and its mantle for so long. She's no longer doing music. She ventured into, you know, makeup and, you know, the beauty products and, you know, Savage X Fenty, which is her lingerie and, you know, her clothing line, her fashion brand, basically. Stop expecting that woman to put an album out. And please stop trying to. Stop. When it comes to her or Beyonce, the conversation is oversaturated. It's dead. Y'all really are the reason they are overrated like that, because the minute she dropped a song for the Black Panther, for Wakanda Forever soundtrack, y'all instantly thought she was going to give y'all a fucking album. That woman ain't did music since 2017, which was the anti-album. Y'all going to have to let that end die. She's probably done with music on that end, you know, dropping albums and stuff like that. She done had a baby. She's going to be in a Super Bowl. And please, I'm here for halftime performances. But if it's going to be the Rihanna show, meaning y'all just going to be just talking about Rihanna, we're not going to be studying the game, you know, the fashion looks or none of that, then what is the point of you watching the fucking shit, watching the Super Bowl? Super Bowl is one of them games, one of them events every year that generates the most money in the beginning of the fucking year. Y'all turn everything into a pissing contest. Yes, I'm happy that Riri will be probably sitting back on stage and, you know, probably performing some of her greatest hits. But there are other artists, y'all. And this is a game we're talking about. I understand some of y'all ain't into sports, but what is the point of watching sports related shit if you're not into it? I know half of y'all gonna say probably for the fashion. Some gonna say just to have something to talk about and gossip. I get it, but it's kind of ignorant, for real. And half of y'all, let's be clear, are only watching it because of Rihanna's gonna be on there. So I don't understand y'all logic with that either. Next topic, I'm not staying on that film. Vito and SZA. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all ain't on Vito and SZA, baby, y'all need to jump on this wave. Because I've been on Vito and SZA before things blew up for them. Before they took off. These are some dope-ass artists. If you want your R&B playlist lit the fuck up, you better put SZA's new album on it. You better put SOS on it. You better put Control on it. You better put Vito Mood Swing, new album that just came out. Y'all better, man, y'all don't know, man. There's some gems out here. Some real fucking gems. And them ain't the only two. But there's some real-life gems out here that y'all need to... Hey, y'all better get on it. Y'all better get the fuck on it. I swear, y'all better get on it. They are some dope-ass artists. They are two of my top favorite artists for R&B. They got music for every mood. Every, you know, for the toxic, for, you know, for love. You name it, they got it, baby. Y'all need to check it out. Jump on now. Go ahead. Y'all gonna miss out. Y'all gonna miss y'all blessing. Anyways, next topic. Banks and lawsuits. If anybody paid attention, between Bank of America... with that big-ass fiasco going on in Wells Fargo, those two banks besides that in Connecticut have been having lawsuits back-to-back each year. And if anybody pay attention, that should tell y'all to take y'all money out of those said banks. Because it's not mathing. It's not adding the fuck up. Because you're telling me y'all getting lawsuit after fucking lawsuit, yet... nothing's coming the fuck out of it, but no one sees the red flags of money going missing out of people's account, people's accounts getting hacked, personal information's being leaked, yet we're not holding these banks accountable for it. Or my favorite, they're doing lawsuits and sending papers out through the mail telling people, you know, if they bank with such and such and such and such, that they'll get this X amount of money when it never happens. I don't know why people even believe that shit, but y'all need to throw that away. Once these banks do that, hold them to the highest standards of accountability. They need to own that shit. That shit is bullshit to me. That y'all let these banks get these lawsuits and y'all just turn the other cheek when it comes to that. Next topic. Say her name. Say it loud and proud. April Valentine was in labor with her child January 10, 2023 at the hospital in Inglewood. I think it's called Centennial. Inglewood, California. They said her boyfriend and her complained to the nurses for hours that she couldn't feel her legs. And the fact that y'all left her with medical neglect and she's now gone, she has passed away. I feel like that those nurses should be fully responsible and that hospital should get sued because y'all talking about y'all didn't want to upset the doctors. That's their fucking job. Why do we not hold people accountable for the shitty things that they do? These are y'all healthcare providers. This is people that we're putting our lives in their hands when we go to the hospital or any medical facility. If you hate your fucking job, don't get it. If you hate it, don't get a degree for it. Why do we get sad degrees for things that we end up hating or that we proclaim we don't hate, but we got such a passion for, but we lack the moral skills and capacity and compassion to even do the fucking job? Y'all are shitty ass individuals and healthcare has to be one of those top fields where the nurses are shitty, the doctors are even more shitty, and they don't care about nobody but themselves and a fucking paycheck. Why do we not uphold them to the standard of accountability? They need to be held responsible because this woman is now dead. She was in labor with her fucking child and she couldn't feel her legs. They asses should get crucified for that. This woman lost her life. She shouldn't have had to lose her life because y'all talking about y'all didn't want to upset no fucking doctors. Make them do their job. Stand firm on that. That's crazy. Rest in peace to her, but I hope they get justice for April Valentine. That's low down and it's a low ball. Her child, if she was born, is without a mother. Her boyfriend and the father of her child is now out here without a wife or his girlfriend. A mother is without her child. Her family has to go through this pain because y'all did the one thing that most people say that healthcare providers do, healthcare places do. You neglected the patient. You neglected your duties. That's medical neglect. Y'all are low down. It's a special place in hell for people like you, like y'all, that do shit like this and think there's no repercussions behind it. That's just crazy, man. But anyway, next topic, Scorpios. Okay, I'm a Scorpio. I was born November 3rd, 1992. Big Scorpio, big fucking energy. Y'all know I go hard for my sign all year long, no matter the slander. But can y'all stop making my sign, my zodiac sign, be the most hated sign? Because y'all a little weird. And if we're basing people and their personalities off of the zodiac sign, y'all so fucking weird. Because some of y'all need to kind of pull out that bag. Because there's a lot of zodiac signs that there are shitty people behind those zodiac signs. But that don't mean I'm going to associate you with that zodiac sign. Yes, it's going to be sad that I have to associate you with that, but that's not my cup of tea. I'm going to get to know the person before I just be like, oh, all Scorpios ain't shit. First of all, some of y'all zodiac signs ain't shit. Well, they want to be technical. You Leos and all the other shit, whatever y'all are. That ain't taking a shot at y'all, but I'm just using an example of the favorite zodiac signs they like to fucking use. Can we grow up with that shit? Granted, oh, I dated a Scorpio, motherfucker trait. No, can we just say, I dated so-and-so. They happen to be a Scorpio. It's crazy that, you know, my sign really is the most hated, that it be trending because of shit like that. I'm a Scorpio, but people talk, y'all are hell spawn, y'all are demons, y'all are devils, and blah, blah, blah. And we're really not. Once you get to know me as a person, I'm nothing like what you think these zodiac signs or people portray us to fucking be. Have some traits of it? Yes, but to just base your judgment of me or impression of me off of my zodiac sign, I feel like it's bullshit. I feel like it's pretty tasteless. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Kind of weird to me. Not even gonna lie. Anywho, next topic. I'm sorry. I've been seeing a lot about Krishan and Blueface. I know I talked on this already, but I haven't talked on them about this whole baby thing. I pray that girl gets all the healing that she can, but let's hold the fact that, like I said before, abuse is universal. And the fact that they was left together, that they're still together, and that they're said to, you know, proclaim to have a baby, I hope Krishan gets the help that she need, and I hope that she breaks away from Blueface, and I hope Blueface get the fuck away from her, because that's some low-down shit. That relationship is prime example of toxicity to the highest fucking level and abuse to the highest level. Y'all destroyed each other mentally, physically, emotionally, and socially. And that should take years to come back from, y'all. I never understood why we just let said things go on. Oh, also for my fellow people, stop telling people what era they can be in. If I want to be in a soft girl era, that's my business. Soft girl era can have whatever meaning you want it to have for said person. It don't have to be. If you're doing it for a trend, that, you know, that's kind of crazy. But if you're doing it just because, you know, you want to be more soft and feminine, you want to do more things for yourself, you know, you want to be more in tune with things, and you want to be more of a woman instead of being in your struggle era, or like we said, some people having to be in their hard era, I understand you completely, because now I'm entering my soft girl era. It's not for no trend. I did my fucking research of what it means to be a soft girl, but I'm creating my own narrative of what it is for me. So I'm into my soft girl era, because I'm not gonna lie, your girl was a fucking rough rider. I was DMX mixed with E, baby. Okay, because I was aggressive by nature. Not only that, but because of the trauma that was inflicted upon me, I picked up that fucking persona. Also, the fact that I was a tomboy for a long time in my life, because I felt like I was ugly. I felt, you know, I got bullied for my looks, my teeth, just everything. But now, you know, I'm into my soft girl era where, you know, I want to be more feminine. I want to dress more, you know, I want to grown and sexy. I'm 30 years old. I want to be, you know, more in tune with my womanly side, my girly side, you know, more in tune with my, you know, skincare, my, you know, my physique, my, you know, my reading books, my mental, spiritually, you know, everything that comes with being a woman, basically. I don't want to be hardcore all the time. Don't no man want no pit bull all the fucking time. Don't no man want no rough ass woman. And I know what a lot of people gonna say, oh, that's just how I am. Okay, but can we get out of that survival tactical mode? Can we get out of that hard era, please? I want to be mushy with my man. I want to love on my man. I want to wake up and, yo, bro, what's your dog? What's up? You know, all that. What the fuck is that? He's not my home, but that's my man. He's not my nigga. He's my man. I'm his woman. He's my king. I'm his queen. That's how this shit goes. Some of y'all done lost sight of that because of these personas or these trends that y'all seeing. It's telling y'all fucking otherwise. And I don't understand why that is a thing. Why it's a fucking knack now. Like, why? Why do said things turn people on to even feel like that's even acceptable? I don't get it. I don't think I've never got it. I've never been a trend follower. I set my own wave. I set my own tone. I am the wave, baby. But I'm gonna leave y'all on that note. Sorry for my little pauses because I was getting my thoughts together. But thank y'all for tuning in. And I will see y'all next Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Happy Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. And on that note, you guys, peace out.